Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with today's segment of In the Green Outdoors. I received an interesting email recently that I thought I would share and expound on today. The emailed news blast started out dramatically by reading, "Wanted, Bradford pear trees." Well, that threw me off a little bit because, well, right now nobody really wants those things. And then it went on to say, description, highly invasive, medium-sized tree with stinky white flowers and messy fruit. Last seen invading woodlands, pastures, roadsides, and parks. I started to feel a little bit better about that email because, well, I'm not fond of Brad pears. And then it went on to read, this bounty program offers native trees as a reward for removing invasive Bradford pear trees in Licking County. Well, they have my full attention then. So I want to tell you a little bit more about Bradford pears and why I'm glad somebody's doing something about getting rid of them. So just in case you didn't know, Bradford pear trees are now banned in Ohio. Residents of Ohio can no longer purchase, sell, or plant these ornamental trees. Now, this was as of January 1st of last year, 2023. Many states are now following suit with their own Bradford tree ban, which is awesome. Native to Asia, Bradford pears were introduced into the U.S. in the early 20th century and became very popular as ornamentals. At the time, it was not well known that these fast-growing trees were prone to breakage in wind, ice, and rainstorms. So to prevent this from happening, once they realized it was, annual pruning needed to be kept up on the trees, and that was a really strong necessity to keep that pruning going, which meant a lot of maintenance on the trees. And additionally, these trees would grow quite large. They're relatively short-lived. Most of them only have a lifespan of less than 25 years. But Bradford pear trees also have a distinct problem that many homeowners soon discovered. Now, each spring, those trees burst out with an abundance of beautiful white blossoms, and a grove of Bradford pear trees can look like a white fairyland in early spring. And many people still consider them beautiful landscape specimens, but the flowers produced what many came to know as the Bradford pear tree smell, best described as a bit fishy. And Bradford pears emit this really unpleasant odor, a little fishy, when in bloom. So naturally, it takes more than stinky flowers to get a tree banned. And part of the reason it's banned, or the biggest part, is that it was once thought to be a sterile cultivar. And sterile, of course, means that it doesn't reproduce. And now they're considered invasive. Because while we thought they were sterile when we first started putting them on our landscapes, we soon found out that they would cross-pollinate with any other cultivar and then produce viable seeds. So that fruit, which is actually inedible by human standards, is then consumed by a number of birds and small animals. And then, because of the birds and small animals, they disperse them to other areas. So the original Bradford pear cultivar was propagated by cloning, which meant you had to take cuttings off of the tree and start them to start more Bradford pears. But because these trees started cross-pollinating with others, they then reverted back to have really large thorns, which can damage your equipment and injure livestock. And today, those trees are mostly referred to as calorie pears, which is the offspring of those Bradford pear trees. And calorie pears are really hardy. They're well adapted to many ecosystems, and they have invaded forests, roadsides, and open fields. So, the Bradford pear invasive offspring are now crowding out native species, and they don't provide very much food for invertebrates, which this in turn reduces the number of caterpillars available for birds who are looking to feed their young, and then continues to have a snowball effect as this moves up through the food chain, which results in a big loss of biodiversity. So banning the sale, propagation, and planting of Bradford pear trees is one course of action to control their spread into the wild. But even here in Ohio, it took 5 years for the legislation, which was passed in 2018, to be implemented as law. Well, you might be asking yourself, why would it take that long? Well, unlike other invasive species like Canada thistle and multiflora rose, the sale of Bradford pear trees was of economic importance to landscapers and growers and conventional nursery owners. Now, these Ohio businesses were given a 5-year window to reduce and phase out their stock of the trees to help prevent them from having a financial hardship throughout the industry. But you have to look at the other side of that, too. So for 5 years, they were continuing to sell these trees, even though we all knew they were invasive and were causing problems. But rather than cost these nursery owners any cash in the sale, we allowed them to continue to sell them, and now we're offering rewards for people to take them out of their yards. It starts to get a little confusing. So Pennsylvania and South Carolina have now followed Ohio's lead, and they've enacted legislation which is going to ban the future sale of these trees starting in February and October of 2024, respectively. Will other states follow suit? We sure hope so. So now I'm going to circle back to that bounty program, which is being promoted by Pollinator Pathway. And this program offers native trees as a reward for removing invasive Bradford pear trees in Licking County. So if you're in Licking County and you're listening to this broadcast, make sure you check this program out. Pollinator Pathway is a partnership of more than a dozen local organizations who are working together to create a continuous corridor of native plant habitat for pollinators. It will incentivize residents to remove the invasive pear trees on their property. I encourage you to consider what each of you can do to make the world a better place. And if you have any questions about Bradford pears or this Bradford pear removal program, or even just invasive species in general, you can call me at 419-688-9800 or email me at gail@nativesandharmony.com. This is Gail Martin, signing off for In the Green Outdoors.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.